Today, Italy announced it is ready to deploy troops and aircraft in response to last week's attacks against the U.S. Italy's defense minister said that Italians will do anything they can to participate in a response to this unacceptable, terrible act of terrorism. But many of Europe's governments are anxious to hear exactly what military action the U.S. is planning. European Union leaders hold an emergency summit Friday in Brussels to take stock of the evolving international situation. From London, NPR's Judy McCarthy reports.
A NATO official said privately today, "This is not going to be easy." He said of the prime suspect, Osama bin Laden, "He has a lot of money and they are not going to turn him over." Europeans are increasingly jittery that events are edging them closer to war. Even Washington's closest friends are apprehensive. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said today, for many of his generation, this is perhaps the most potentially frightening situation since the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 1960s. Britain's International Development Affairs Minister Claire Short has been especially stark in her warning against harming civilians.
It would be unbearable if the response was a lot more innocent people losing their lives than inflaming the atmosphere. All serious people do not want a lot of innocent people to be bombed and lose their lives, and everyone who's got any influence in the world ought to use their influence to try and achieve that outcome.
As the U.S. revs up its military machinery, Germany is blending pro-American statements with calls for restraint. German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer said today, the world must react, but with a cool head. Joseph Joffe, editor of Die Zeit, says Europeans and their governments are most troubled by the uncertainty over what response is most appropriate.
We don't really know whom to hit. We don't know what the end of this is going to be. This is not like marching into Berlin in 1945. We are fighting a war against forces, countries, groups, without name and return address. I think this is what the frightening thing is. We can't see the enemy.
After agreeing in principle to come to the aid of the U.S., the NATO states are waiting for Washington to explain what action it is planning. With Osama bin Laden named as the prime suspect, it is looking increasingly as if Afghanistan, his haven, is a likely target. But Joffe says striking a country already on its knees from war would arouse resentment against the U.S. and damage the coalition it is building.
Assume the U.S. strikes reduce Kabul to rubble. This will be seen as unreasonable because Kabul already is rubble.
Storm warning is how the front page of Le Soir in Brussels describes the threat of military action. Britain's Sun newspaper speaks of awesome revenge on the warlords of world terrorism. French analyst Dominique Moissy says the strong language that's taken hold is not conducive to coalition building. And he says President Bush should tone down the rhetoric of war.
The main difficulty for President Bush is to transcend the contradiction between the terms he must use to rally Americans, speaking of war, of crusade, and the words he should select to keep the coalition rolling. And these are not the same words. The more crusader-like he will sound, the more he runs the risk of facing critical support from the Europeans.
Analysts agree that one positive effect has been to force Washington to rethink the importance of its allies and abandon the notion the U.S. can go it alone. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.